Bay is so involved in every technical aspect of it. He's like 10 guys, you know, he's pretty frenetic. You know, Stone was pretty calm, very soft-spoken. I didn't work a lot. I worked about a week with him, but he's, you know, a real headly. Ridley Scott was a real guy's guy. You know, he got down right in it with you. He was one of my favorites. We did 1492 down in Costa Rica in the jungle. He's an artist. He's a painter. So composition is really, really meaningful to him.
Are they different in what you're asked to do? I mean, you mentioned Ridley Scott as being a composition type of person, which argues for physical positioning within a scene. But how about characterization and small, minute shifts in the craft of acting?
I say Ridley leaves that a lot up to the actors. With Bay, I just worked with him on basically an action film. We did a lot of improv for our characters because we were the parents, and Julie White was this wonderful improvisational actress, and she's kind of brilliant. So he let us loose in the first Transformers, and then he kind of trusted us after that to kind of go places that would bring out more of the comedy and more of the family stuff. So he would just say things like, you know, we're not leaving till I laugh. You know,
okay.
Things like that.
Okay, how'd you make him laugh?
Well, some of the scenes turned out pretty funny. Shia was really game for improvising at that tender age when he did the first one and the second one. We came up with good stuff. I mean, Julie made up the whole thing about, you know, when he went to his room, if he was masturbating and stuff, that was just all off. That all just came from
her mind.
From her mind. Okay. And we just ran with that. But there was a script there, but we did a lot of meandering and came up with some funny stuff.
Who's the most intense actor's director that you've ever worked with?
Michael Mann is just intense. He has, you know, just auditioning for him. When I auditioned for HBO for Luck, I think I went in 5 or 6 times and spent a couple hours every time with him.
That seems a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. And, you know, it was really funny. We finally got called in for a read-through, and Nick Nolte, we were all sitting at a big conference table, and Nick Nolte said, hey, Michael. And I said, what, Nick? He said, does this mean we got the job? Because nobody really knew. No one knew what was going on. It was all going on in his brain, and all of a sudden here we were reading it. It was just everybody burst out laughing because no one was really convinced that they had the job.
Was that intentional on his part or an oversight? I mean, some directors like to keep actors uncertain.
Well, I think that could be part of it. But when you work with him, you see that he's so obsessive about things. You know, the costumes, we were getting ready to shoot our first scene in the pilot with we were just a little band of degenerate gamblers at the track, and he stopped it and made the customers go out and get a whole other outfit for one of the degenerate gamblers. It was like 2 hours, boom. He didn't like it. Everything is detailed for him, but he's very precise in what he wants an actor to do. There's a lot of discussion. He had a whole outline for each character, and we went in and met before we started shooting with him. And he basically, it was kind of like a half-hour lecture of who he thought your character was, which is rare.
Moving from comedy to drama is really part of acting. You go from role to role, and you go from one end of the discipline to another. But you have two jobs at the same time on HBO's Veep and the medical drama Code Black. Does that present some challenges in mental shifts?
I didn't have a problem. I shot the Code Blacks before we started Veep. So I shot them in July, and then we started Veep in mid-September. We were rehearsing for Veep. But usually I don't have that problem. There was one that was difficult for me is when we were shooting Veep and I was doing True Detective at the same time. That was kind of difficult just because everything was so different. The tone was so different. Veep is a very tightly scripted show, but it just changes constantly. It changes up to the point of when you shoot it. And it's a very corroborative thing. You know, you're allowed to be a part of the process with the writers and stuff. Because you rehearse a lot, you rehearse and throw out ideas, and they give you know, and then they write, and then they go away, and you read it again, and they make more adjustments, and you know, they just keep going over and over and over the script. So you're really a part of it. Where, you know, with something like True Detective, it was really carefully scripted from the start. So, but it was just a whole, just descending into that world. I'd leave Baltimore and go down to New Orleans, and you know, McConaughey and Woody Harrelson were deep into it. You know, they're really deep into their characters, and so you have to kind of step in softly. But it's fun. I mean, I like that kind of challenge. It keeps you thinking.
How does Illinois Wesleyan continue to shape you, if it does?
I really think what got me hooked in theater and what's never left me is the whole collaborative effect to get a show up, or to get a TV show up, or to get, you know, a film, you know, scenes of a film shot. I was just hooked on it from the start. It's always been the same outline, you know, in my brain that is appealing. You know, I can remember and feelings and everything from the start of, you know, when I was first, when you were a freshman, you were only on crew, you couldn't act. So you built sets, and you were on door slams and lights and everything else, and I continued along. I ran the shop when I was a senior, so it was a pretty busy time, but I continued to build sets when I went to Chicago to do theater there, as well as act, because I liked that whole part of it, and I could get paid, and I, you know, didn't like waiting tables, so it was a good way to make money. You know, even now, I mean, you know, people ask me if I miss theater. I don't really. I mean, I like theater. I've always loved it. But just what you have to go through to get a shot right, and all those things that have to go right just for one particular piece of the scene, you know, it's super challenging, but it's really rewarding. You know, everything has to go right. And when it's all goes right, everybody knows it, from the sound guys to the, you know, to the grips, to the camera operators and everything, and it just feels good, and then you move on. I'm just hooked on it.
That's interesting that you would all have that same gestalt and all have that same sensibility or shared culture, and not be so wrapped up in your own piece of it that you fail to realize when it's achieved a wholeness.
The interesting thing about film is that there always has to be a little door open that allows for you to be even manipulated while you're doing a scene, because a lot of times things will be squeezed in, or you might have someone underneath or behind a desk who is touching your back to slide up a little bit, or you know, there's all of these things going on constantly while you're shooting a scene. You know, you're never sitting across from another person shooting a scene. Everything is all flipped around, and everybody is on that side while they're shooting it, you know? So there's a million things going on that you really can't pay attention to. You know, your DP will tell you where the light is, and if you move a certain way, you're going to lose that light. You're going to step into somebody's reflection, or, you know, just technical things, but you always have to have them in your head, even while you're performing. It's a challenge, you know?
We are a little more than a month away from graduation at Illinois Wesleyan University and Illinois State University in Bloomington Normal. Do you have any words for soon-to-be graduates who want to be you?
Well, I certainly took my time. If it's something that you can't live without, then you need to stay with it, and you need to be prepared to, you know, 80% of it is accepting not being the one that's chosen. People say to me all the time, oh, you work all the time. Oh, you're always on something. You're always doing it. That's not really the case. The challenge is that, unlike having a job, as an actor, you're always looking for a job. That never ends. So, and it's sometimes exhausting. But even if you don't end up being an actor, you might end up finding something else that you really love to do. You know, writing or directing, or, you know, being a cinematographer, or being a producer, being something, because it's a pretty interesting world on a lot of different levels, and sometimes just pursuing an acting career can open up a lot of different things.
Kevin Dunn is a member of the class of 1977 at Illinois Wesleyan University. He's appeared in more than 80 films and television episodes. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Charlie. It was a pleasure.